This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Picking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, we'll talk about the link between gut inflammation and gut bacteria and type 1 diabetes. Also, and I told you so, related to PPI drugs and the HIA challenging the DEA over CBD. But first, we were just discussing what offends us, right? I was like, somebody did a joke about the Cracker Barrel. They should change their name. That offends white people, right? And so, and now it's serious. Everybody's going after that. Well, I said, what should offend you, what offends me, is that we're willing to poison our children in the search of the holy grail of artificially stimulating antibody production through vaccination in a very toxic and dangerous way. Case in point, the rise of all kinds of neurological and other immunological diseases, deficiency diseases and hyperimmune diseases and autoimmune diseases, the vaccine paradigm. We don't shy away from talking about it. This hour, we're going to get into it. Really quick, though, the danger of ostracizing a small group of people to the point where they're vilified by the majority. How long does that take to descend into a Hitlerian, round them up, and take care of them? Now, a lot of times you hear about, when you mention Hitler, people will automatically dismiss it. Oh, that's just it is a cheap and easy way to just dismiss somebody. I acknowledge that. But when you're historically contextual and accurate, there's an appropriate way. For all of those people saying, Donald Trump is Hitler, what has he done? One executive order. But he's threatened to, my gosh, bring the power back to the people. Oh, my gosh, it's fascism. No, we've been living under fascism, corporate control of our government. Case in point, watch what the CDC does related to vaccines. Watch what the FDA, all of these organizations on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, by the way, corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, multinationals. Trump's going, no, we don't want to play that game anymore. You think that's fascism? People don't understand the definition to words. Now, are they going to round up the Jews in Southern California? Of course, if they do, the joke would be Hollywood will fold up tent and there will be no more movies. Now, this is my tribe. My mom's from Israel. Growing up Jewish, this is my tribe. I'm not saying that they should be around. That's the furthest thing I'm saying. But I want you to pay attention to, because the headline in the L.A. Times is measles outbreak grows in L.A.'s Orthodox Jewish community despite California's strict new vaccination law, the thing we've covered for ever since it happened or before, SB 277. Well, I thought that would stop because now they can't send their kids to school without vaccines. There's no religious exemption anymore. Right? First Amendment be damned. That doesn't exist. Thanks to Senator Richard Dickey Pan, the demented pediatrician, in my opinion. Let that go as it is. We have someone who's been dealing with the after effects, the negative impact of vaccination for many years, Ginger Taylor, my good friend, and she has a vaccine-injured child and been working through that for many years, and she does great work out there. And I want to bring her on because there's an interesting story that she plays a part in related to Johns Hopkins University. Unbelievable. What's happening here? Ginger Taylor, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great now that you're around. I just had to get a little bit out of my system. So
good to talk to you again.
Yeah. Now, what is this Project Muse thing?
It has been a busy week. Yeah. Much has happened. You know, we've been fighting this fight for a long time. We have vaccine-injured families who have some of the smartest people have come out of this movement that have examined the research. They have examined the industry itself. They've examined the conflicts of interest. And it's absurd what passes for science and health policy surrounding vaccinations. And it's supernaturally absurd that this continues 30 years on, liability. They can lie about product safety. CDC, I just read another article this week in GreenMed Info. CDC owns more than 50 vaccine patents while, you know, recommending and handling the safety of these products. We all know how absurd it is. Almost 6 months ago, Johns Hopkins University has one of their journals called Narratives in Bioethics. And they do a series of, described as a symposium, where they hear from people affected by an issue and, you know, put a call out for letters and you know, write-ups on first-hand issues and case studies and things like this. About 6 months ago, they put out one to say, you know, we want to hear from families on how they make vaccine decisions. I saw this, and they put it out on Facebook, and they, you know, threw the net wide, and so I spread it out everywhere. I was like, people sending me letters. And, of course, I've got to do it, too, because, yes, you know, I can't tell people to do stuff and not do it stuff, the whole leadership thing. Mm-hmm. And so I submitted my letter, and, you know, I have my master's from Johns Hopkins. You know, I was a therapist. I have a, you know, degree in mental health, and submitted to them and professionally, but I really still let them have it with both barrels and said, you know, we're a vaccine injury family. I went through the process to try to get help for my son. But help was not forthcoming. The science that I read did not back up the claims that were being made to us in the office. And I've taken it all the way to, taking my own pediatrician before the state medical board for failing to just give a diagnosis or even evaluate them. Like, you know, if you go into your doctor's office and say, I think my kid has a broken leg, or I think he's having seizures, that doctor is legally obligated to then do a medical evaluation to look for the problem, right? And they can't just say, well, you know, I don't know, send him home and see how he does tomorrow. And what we did and what happens in every office everywhere in the country is parents go in and say, hey, you know, I think my kid had a reaction to this vaccine. And what the doctors do is they say, you know, it's probably unlikely, it's very rare, and they send them home. And no medical evaluation is done.
Nothing.
And because they're uneducated. They don't know what to look for. They're not told, you know, we've got thousands of vaccine injury cases paid by the federal government. And the federal government does not turn around and say, well, here's the biomarkers to look for. Here's the tests to run. Here's how you help the children. Here's what the treatment is. They just tell you to vilify the patient.
Right.
I've been making the case in our state in Maine. I'm the head of the Maine Coalition for Vaccine Choice here. That there is no infrastructure. They can't say vaccines are safe because parents walk into a wall and there's no data given. There's no evaluations done on these children. Like, we call the Maine Department of Health and say, hey, can you tell us a doctor in the state who is qualified to assess for vaccine injury? We don't keep that data. You go to the Maine AAP, you go to the state AMA, you go to everyone in the state, and they have nothing to offer you. And then they say, well, it's safe. We don't even see vaccine injuries. Well, it's willful ignorance. You choose not to see them, and then say they don't exist.
Well, Ginger, what you sent into this Johns Hopkins University in response to it, they published, and they published it in total. Apparently, they didn't really cut it down to size, and it's stunning what you revealed.
They said, we need 2,000 words. I gave them 2,500 words, and they said, well, can you cut it down a little? I cut it down a little, but they let me go over it. And I thought, well, they're not going to print this, because systematically the William Thompson scandal, the Paul Thorson scandal.
You laid it out.
Just laid it out, and that we can't get help, and that the medical industry's response to vaccine injury is systematized medical neglect. This is willful ignorance. And because of all this, there is no family that is obligated to vaccinate their kids. And any family that understands this and walks in and trusts their doctor on vaccine issues, just blanket trust.
Ginger, was that the headline for your segment? Families are under no obligation to put their children at risk by participating in the corrupt current U.S. national immunization program. I mean, that's a chock full headline. That says a lot.
The title. So I sent this in. They sent me notes back. We went, but they didn't ask me to soften it at all. Just, you know, can
That's
you
beautiful.
Add in your links here? You know, really, they gave me no critique of it.
I've said it this way.
It would be published.
Ginger,
and
I didn't either. It's shocking. And I've said it this way. I am under, and I'm a parent too, you know, I have two kids. I am under no obligation to light my kids on fire to keep your children warm. You understand? This
Absolutely.
Is serious stuff. This is serious, but this is collectivism. The evil of collectivism played out in parenting in this country, where the Dr. Richard Pans of the world think the state owns your kids.
And here's what I want this to be. You know, put the link to it. I put it up on the Health Choice website in full, so you don't have to pay for the article. And I really want this to be parents and families to use this as a permission slip. If your doctor says, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, I want you to print this out and hand it to him and say, I don't need to do anything because your program is broken. Until you fix your program, I'm not obligated to do this. And, you know, and I want this to be the rationale. You know, Trump wants Bobby Kennedy Jr. to head of Vaccine Safety Commission to expose all of the corruption, and Bobby is hot to do it. I mean, he's
yes.
angry about all the corruption he sees and the ridiculousness and the lies they're being told. And I find it really ironic. This issue of the Johns Hopkins Journal was supposed to come out the last week of December, and then it didn't come out. It was released yesterday. It was Friday afternoon after the inauguration, and really, that cannot be a coincidence that they had to wait until Obama was out of office to print family stories of what is really happening unedited. And these are people who have done hit pieces on the vaccine injury community before, or vaccine choice people. So there is a turn taking place. There are people inside who are going to be able to start telling the truth and move closer to the truth.
Yes.
Now that they're not under the same system. And I have so much hope that things are going to start to change, that the states are going to be forced to reinstitute religious exemptions for people. So I'm really optimistic, and we're really, you know, we had people in D.C. this weekend at the inauguration who were talking with Trump and Pence and who are welcome there now. And Andy Wakefield went to the inauguration, an inaugural ball.
Nice.
And things are going to change now. And people need to reengage with their lawmakers, because the same kind of fascism that we've had for the last three, you know, presidential administrations, it's lightening up. It is going away, and we're going to have a voice. So this is the time that people need to speak up and talk, because it's going
Amen.
To be fruitful now, and we're not going to be fighting uphill the same way we have been.
Amen, Ginger Taylor. We have it linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. For all those doctors who will deny that vaccine injury is real, y'all can go eat some Cracker Barrel right now. All right? Go. Enjoy your GMO food. And enjoy injecting toxic poisons into yourself, not innocent little children. Ginger Taylor, God love you. I love you. Thank you for being on board with this update. All right, folks, we're going to be back with more powerful healing phone calls, 866-939-BELL. The HIA challenges the DEA over CBD next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We'll get into the battle on CBD posed by the DEA in just a moment, but I do want to take a moment to say thanks to all of y'all for being here. As little or as much as you can. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. RobertScottBell.com. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Occasionally the calls light up and Daniel's calling in. And Daniel, you know about the Cracker Barrel. Have you ever eaten there?
I have on occasion. I haven't for the last few years since I got wise to cleaning up my diet and making a better choice for my health thanks to you and your show and your book.
So, Daniel, it wasn't because you were offended by the term cracker?
No, I actually am a cracker. I was born and raised in Florida.
Yep.
And one of the things I want to say is, you know, first off, being offended is a choice, just like you said. If you choose to live unoffendable, nothing bothers you. You just go on about your business and make a difference for the better and, you know, clean up your little corner of the world. But getting back to the Cracker Barrel thing, what people seem to forget, and I don't understand why, maybe it's just because I'm, you know, getting old and, you know, I've lived through stuff, is that TV show way back in the 60s, Petticoat Junction.
Yes, I remember that.
They were always at Sam Drucker's general store sitting around the Cracker Barrel because that's where they set up the checkerboard and they'd shoot the breeze and swap stories and catch up on the news. And Cracker Barrel was a place, obviously it was a barrel that was used to store crackers because they didn't have good, you know, they didn't load them up with preservatives back in the day. And so they'd sit around the Cracker Barrel, shoot the breeze and catch up. It was like a little, community thing.
There was no racial component. It was just, you know, culturally, that's what we did. We hung out on the porch, and, so that was the concept for the restaurant.
Yeah, and looking through history, as well as, the Westerns and stuff like that, when they hit the general store, what was going on? There was a couple of guys or people sitting around shooting the breeze around the Cracker Barrel. Whoopee.
Yeah.
No?
Well, Daniel, I love history and I love learning about history. There's some things in our historical past, in every culture's historical past, we look back and go, yeesh, that doesn't work today. But at the same time, obviously we're not offended by the term Cracker Barrel, but you're right. It's a choice to be offended. And my perspective is I would much rather be offended by something that matters, like injecting toxic poisons into children or having genetically engineered substances, abominations in our food for ourselves and our kids. And Daniel, I do appreciate you listening and learning and putting it out there and paying it forward.
Hey, you know what? It's I have an obligation to keep my little corner of the world clean, and by example, put that out. If someone wants to follow it, great. If they don't, well, that's their choice. But like I said, I've watched people that did the same thing, and I said, gee, that works for them. Maybe I'll try it. And I tried it, and it works. And it works even better than I ever expected.
Best way to do it, lead by example. Don't beat them over the head with a Cracker Barrel stick or any other kind of stick, unless you're defending yourself. Daniel, thank you. God bless you. Appreciate you being on board today.
Sure thing. No problem. And say hi to Super Don for me.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Daniel. All right, man, great call. Listen, we got the CBD battle going on, right? We've been talking about cannabidiol. There's another thing. I'm offended by that plant. My gosh, it's a dangerous narcotic. Well, no, it isn't. And CBD in particular, from industrial hemp, is not a narcotic in any way, shape, or form. It has extraordinary healing properties. And it's been acknowledged as such in the scientific community around the world, but somehow the DEA didn't get the message. The Obama administration, when he was in, didn't do anything to reschedule cannabis, a plant that is healing, not killing. And yet now the DEA is trying to reschedule on its own, going beyond a vote in Congress, which has not taken place to do so. And the Hemp Industry Association, I believe it's called HIA, right? Hemp Industries Association, along with a number of other companies, including our friends at CV Sciences, have filed petitions and filed suit to get a declaratory judgment or a judicial review on the DEA's ability or inability, lack thereof, to actually reschedule CBD, a non-narcotic, non-psychoactive substance from the hemp plant. And so it's not over, guys and girls. Please continue to order your CBD. If you can, please contact CV Sciences, our favorite out there. And you can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you can get a discount. RSB15 gets you 15% off, or go to your local health food store. Hopefully they carry it already. Now remember, placing a substance on the Schedule I drug list requires a congressional vote. And the DEA did not go for a vote. They went for a rescheduling on their own. They're a rogue agency. I think we would do just fine without them. Because the real dangerous drugs are those approved by the government. The Fear and Death Administration, as I call them, the FDA. The DEA has no authority to do what it's just done. So you guys and girls out there, boys and girls too, CBD is safe and wonderful. We utilize it in our family. And I'd encourage you to investigate it more. Go to pluscbdoil.com. Thank you, Daniel, again for your call. Hey, next segment, inflammatory sources for type 1 diabetes. Interesting, autoimmunity. We're going to go and I'll lineage that out based on this article. Also, heartburn pills tied to what? Something that I told you about a long time ago.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification. All of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I don't know where else you're going to get this kind of information for free on broadcast radio, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you know of a source, I want to let you know about it because I want more of it to be out there. I do. The power to heal, the freedom to heal, these are fundamental freedoms endowed to you by your Creator. What you perceive that to be, that's up to you and the Creator. Okay? But here, I've been called to serve in such a way, in a unique way perhaps because of my suffering, and I'm not complaining about it. The ailments and illnesses I suffered with for the first 24 years of my physical being life, this lifetime.
And what drives me to do what I do is the fact that I found a way to heal. I found a way to recover. And it isn't a way that belongs to me. It belongs to everybody. It's a fundamental freedom. Again, a fundamental bit or bits of information, loads of information available to you that has been denied to you by government and corporate bullies who don't want you to know how to heal yourself or how to help others heal without their approval, without their toxic drugs to suppress symptoms, to suppress cellular communication, to cause cancer. Back. Here we go. You know, what did I say? What did I say? I said, they don't want you to know something, and suddenly, he's gone. Where did he go? Good Lord. It's a crazy world we live in, but I guess this kind of information is threatening to the power structure of the corporations and governments of planet Earth. I mean, I'm not that big a deal, honestly. It ain't about me. It's about the message. If you're still listening, it's about the message. And they don't want you to know these things. Especially the things that actually work, right? If you've been a long-time listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years, you know we're not about the supplement of the week. I rarely change course. Rarely do you get newer things coming on because I'll have to vet them, talk to them, really invest it, and then say, hey, you know what? There's something legitimate here. Let's add it in the mix. Now, I'm not the guy that knows it all. I don't pretend to. I know some stuff, and the stuff I know is going to work. Not because I say it does, but because it just does. Basic concepts. So again, if that's a threat to the power structure, maybe that's why they are so scared of Donald Trump. Because he knows some of this stuff too. We'll see how much he can implement as things move forward. But I appreciate y'all bearing with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this message is cutting to the heart of the healing matter. Now, this segment I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to, a story about inflammation and a study. And this is in the mainstream media. I've seen it on UPI, United Propaganda International. I know they like to think of themselves as United Press International. But occasionally a good story comes through. And the headline reads, a study ties inflammation, gut bacteria, to type 1 diabetes. To type 1 diabetes. This is the one where you have an autoimmune, an immune attack on pancreatic cells. And suddenly you can't produce insulin. So it's different from type 2 diabetes, which we talk about here on this show, as a deficiency, an abject deficiency of chromium in the system, the GTF form. And we talked about that on the Freshman Friday segment this past week. So if you miss a show, if you miss some of the week that you don't get, go to robertscottbell.com, press play, download it, or go to our SoundCloud account, SoundCloud. We've got it linked up in the show notes or at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, you can get the archives here on GCN or Syndicator. So what they're saying here is that people with type 1 diabetes show changes in their digestive system that are not seen in people who don't have that autoimmune condition. This is out of Italy. But the question I have is, what is causing the gut inflammation? Because I'll acknowledge and go, yeah, of course, it's almost a moment of duh. Gut inflammation, creating immune responses in the body, aberrant immune responses, because the seat of the immune system is where? It's in your gut. It's in your digestive tract. And so now they're finally acknowledging that, hey, there's something going wrong here, as opposed to being a random act of whatever. We might be able to figure this thing out. But, of course, if they draw it to its definitive conclusions, it's going to be but ugly for the pharmaceutical industrial complex because they're the cause of the disruption in the normal gut ecology and the lining of the gut itself. Within a few hours of birth, they inject innocent little babies with the hepatitis B vaccine. And then throughout the first 2 years of life, continue to hammer with toxic poisons that disrupt gut integrity, epithelial lining integrity, causing massive inflammation to occur. Not just brain and neurological, but epithelial and inflammation within the gastrointestinal tract, including the MMR. This is where Andy Wakefield got into trouble, not because his study was bad, but because it was good and it was accurate. Oh my gosh, after the MMR, there's a novel form of what we call iatrogenic enterocolitis, inflammation of the gut. We don't know why, but hey, look, we see the same strain of measles that comes from the vaccine there too. Could it have anything to do with it? Damn skippy it does. But we can't acknowledge it because that would mean people would question vaccines, which is what we should be doing, all of us, every one of you. Now, out of every 1,000 adult Americans, between 1 and 5 have type 1 diabetes, according to the Endocrine Society. This is big. Should be zero. But, of course, the gut inflammation caused by not only the vaccines, but as we talk about, antibiotics, the napalm, the chemo napalm of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Your friendly neighborhood doctor. Oh, I love my doctor. Does your doctor vaccinate you or your children? You can love your doctor from a distance. That's what I would recommend if they do that. Does your doctor prescribe antibiotics indiscriminately? You can love your doctor, but love your doctor from a distance. Protect your children from chemo. Yes, antibiotics are chemo. We can deal with this stuff. Read Unlock the Power to Heal. A lot of options that they're not telling you. They don't know. They should know. If I can read the medical literature, so can they. So the autoimmune response due to gastrointestinal inflammation, gut ecology disruption, everything comes back to the gut. And, of course, the liver as well. I'm not saying that GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times or four times a day in the case of type 1 won't help. It will. It can reduce your reliance on insulin and other drugs. And in some cases, if you know how to eat to mitigate such circumstances, you might not need insulin at all. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's been done. Reversing it, the faster you reverse the autoimmune attack, the more likely full recovery could happen. After there's been abject destruction of the pancreatic cells, I don't know. Miracles can happen, though. How do you restore integrity to the health of the immune system? You got to go to the gut. And with that, we've got a theme song. This is not the liver theme song. We played that last hour. But this is the theme song when I've been telling you, and I've been telling you, and I've been telling you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so. So.
All right, what's the latest I told you so? It's about heartburn pills. That's right, the headline reads, heartburn pills tied to serious bacterial infections. How many years have I been saying that these PPIs, proton pump inhibiting drugs, like Nexium and Prevacid and, you know, Pepcid, they're not benign. They're very dangerous. Now, when I grew up, I had heartburn, acid reflux, acid indigestion, all of these things. It would have been probably diagnosed as gastroesophageal reflux disease because GERD is now de rigueur. I can't say the French right, so honey, don't get mad at me. But the idea is, wow, you've got gastrointestinal symptoms. Don't listen to them. Don't change your diet. Don't hydrate. Don't do anything different. Take this drug. Now, when I grew up, I'm old enough, y'all know, you're old enough to remember this, not you millennials, maybe you've seen it on YouTube. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. Was it Alka-Seltzer? Tums? Rolaids? Right? They're still around. Now, it's chews. You could chew it up, and it's got funny colors. It's like, you know, Captain Kool-Aid is here with your chewable antacids. But it's worse, because these PPIs stop production of all stomach acid within, well, the stomach, right? Where you need it. A pH of 1, right? It's low. It's, boy, you don't want to get down there. But boy, oh boy, it's supposed to be in the tissue is designed to handle it. And guess what? It keeps bacterial growth in check as well. But once that acid is stopped, right, the pH rises. And guess what? Microbes, that couldn't live there before now can. And it not only upsets the pH of the stomach, but it impacts the pH of the small intestine. And this is where we've seen the rise of not just Helicobacter pylori in the stomach, but Clostridium difficile in the GI tract, in the small intestine and large intestine. Something that in my early homeopathic years, never heard about C. diff infections. And then at the dawn, at the rise of PPIs, the new wonder drugs to, wow, all my symptoms are gone. Larry the Cable Guy says, I can eat anything now. Just take a PPI. And now when you do, you're 4.5 times greater risk of getting Campylobacter infections. And, of course, suddenly now C. diff is everywhere, particularly in hospitals and nursing homes, because they're all on this. Don't change your food. Don't change your diet. Don't correct what's wrong. The cells, they don't know what they're talking about. Shut them up with a drug. And, of course, this is where we learn not to communicate with anyone else either. We shut ourselves down. How do we communicate with our families, our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, or across political lines? Drugs have destroyed our ability to communicate to one another at the cellular level. What do we do? It's in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, How to Heal This Stuff. And it isn't more acid-blocking drugs. One of the things we do is Alta Health Products, CanGest, C-A-N-G-E-S-T. I write about it. It's in the book. And there's a whole lot more there as well. All right. When we come back, we're about ready to wrap up the show. And let's see what we'll talk about. Oh, yeah, the attack on Trump from the left. How is it similar to the attack on Obama from the right? Is there any similarities? Will we have the integrity to discuss the relationship? You betcha. Super Don may be joining us in a moment to comment on that as well. We'll find out. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you.
call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, check it out, folks. If you're concerned in any way, shape, or form that Super Don and RSB here are bashing the left too much, right? Occasionally, I'm offended. You don't ever take to task the conservative Republicans. Oh, yeah, we do. But again, who is in control? Who's in charge? And, you know, we're going to talk about it. But Super Don's all about fairness. He is. No fairness doctrine necessary. It's like, you know, he'll call it as he sees it. He's very skeptical in an objective manner. And, yeah, and here out of the New York Daily News is an interesting thing. The leftists are attacking Trump every which way they can before he even gets to do much of anything. And according to this headline, they're attacking President Trump and saying he's violating already. He's violating the Presidential Records Act. Now, how, why, what did he do? I mean, he has hardly time to put any records together to violate. Well, they're saying that he tweeted something and then deleted the tweet because of a spelling error and retweeted. And that very act of deleting the tweet violates the Presidential Records Act. Oh, my. Stretch a little bit. Reach a little bit. All right. Super D, I'm telling you, this thing is like, okay, are there examples of this on the political right in going after Obama? Was there anything attack on the Presidential Records Act if Obama deleted a tweet? I mean, I don't know. I'm just looking here.
Well, I don't know if it was specific to the Presidential Records Act, but, you know, look, people have short-term memory issues when it comes to politics. You know, when the ping pong ball moves to the other side of the table, it just seems it's inevitable that the people are going to take up the same tactics that the other side used when the ball was on their side of the table. I mean, I can remember time after time where the GOP, Republicans, conservatives, whatever you want to call them, were nitpicking every little thing that Obama did, what he said, what he ate, what he wore, you know, whether he had a lapel pin on or not, how far down he bowed when he met the Prime Minister of Japan. You know, I mean, all of these things that were just so frivolous But I guess, you know, it's almost a futile attempt to try and endure this, because it just goes on every time that somebody else gets put in office.
But we don't typically hear pile on in that way. I think we try to be substantial in our, you know, criticisms or critiques, whether it be to the left or the right, rather than, oh, my gosh, he erased the tweet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we're going to criticize, there are so many things that you can criticize somebody over when it comes to policy, you know, or you know, the things that they're doing, without having to get into these crazy, you know, arguments over things and misinterpretation. And I'll tell you what, something we need to really be on the lookout here. The term fake news is now something front and center in everything that everybody's talking about. And, you know, you've got to be fair and objective when it comes to that as well. You know, the fact that, you know, yesterday you had Sean Spicer come out talking about how there were news outlets that were reporting that Donald Trump had removed a bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from his office. And that was, it was completely false. It was not true. And you know, I think the excuse the news outlet came up with was, oh, well, maybe a Secret Service agent was standing in front of it and I didn't see it.
Right.
You know, you've got to verify this.
Verify, exactly.
Before you put it out there. And, you know, are we really going to go after Trump because he corrected a spelling error on Twitter and call that a violation of the Presidential Records Act? Come on, guys.
The thing is, Superdome, with Twitter and all these things, people are on the lookout and they grab these screen grabs. They're not lost anymore unless, you know, you get a total meltdown in terms of electromagnetic something. But for the most part, I think it's kind of a ridiculous. If you want to attack Trump, find something legitimate. And again, this is where, and we didn't go into this today. I don't have time to, obviously. But the whole female protests. And I'm like, Madonna saying, oh, I think about blowing up the White House. I was like, dude, man, there's some crazy stuff out there. What did Trump really do? You know, if he was guilty of something, it was like locker room talk. Remember the guy? Is it the protest? Because how many men locker room talk? Do you want to? How about Amazon women on the moon? You want to get rid of men? Is this about women hating men? Maybe we'll explore this week. I don't know. I'm just planting a seed for you, Super D.
Let's decide to wade into that.
Yeah. Anyway, men, can't you be men anymore? Oh no, that's not sensitive. Okay. All right. I know I'm in trouble already, but I thought I would be in trouble when I talked about rounding up the Orthodox Jews in L.A. because they're not vaccinating with the measles thing. But we'll talk about that, too, if you want. And tomorrow, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking
all
your
right.
immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Hello, this is Todd Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal
health. All right,
thanks. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.